This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. I was reading in the chat room. I shouldn't do that. That's really bad. Hour number two coming to you live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modern holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Whenever I'm looking for somebody who's, there are instructors, and then there are instructors that are in the trenches, and the ones that are in the trenches that deal with real world, well, knowing one of them has its own cachet. Mine is this guy named Rick Ector of Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit, all-around rabble-rouser when it comes to the anti-gun guys. And, recently he was on TV, too. Wow. Joining me again is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Just perking along, doing a little old radio show, you know. So, where do you want to lift off from? Because I gave you everything I want to talk about. Which one do you want to tackle the
first? Oh man, we had a smorgasbord there. Let's talk about the women's event, man. That's always a high point for me.
Well, you know, when it comes, one thing that I'm beginning to realize is that the saviors of the Second Amendment may very well be the ladies. And at the tip of that spear, it's going to be black American ladies. Because they are the ones, I mean, they're minorities, they're females. There's a lot of crimes committed against them. You, however, take those scales and tip them the other way, don't you?
I do, and it's been a source of pride, man, just to look at how far this program that I launched 6 years ago, how much traction it's gotten and how far it's grown. You know, just for the edification of your listeners, man, it was about 6 years ago, as you know, that there was this story that didn't make much waves here locally. But it bothered me to my core, man. And it had to do with this woman whose body was found discarded, you know, just laying on the street without a second concern. And I was thinking that somebody should do something about it. And after I thought about it, it bothered me so much, man. I came to the concept, the realization that, you know what, hey, I'm somebody. So why don't I do something? Why don't I do something in some small but meaningful way to make a difference on this one issue, because it just bothered me so much, man. But I went out to social media, all my contacts, and I had a plea. My plea was for all women who wanted to learn how to shoot, you know, inbox me, and I'll set up a date, and we'll go to a gun range, and I'll supply everything, guns, ammunition, training, no strings attached, no funny business, just show up and I'll train you. And luckily, I had six guys to work with me, and we were able to train the 50 ladies that came out that day, man. And that began, you know, the beginnings of my annual event that has now grown to what we did back in May, we did just under 600 women.
Do those women, after you get done with that, do they go out and get permits? Do they get guns? Do they carry guns?
On the issue of getting guns, man, there are women who, on the day of the event, after they had their safety briefing and their shooting lesson, that bought guns immediately without delay. You know, here, you know, the way the laws are set up, you know, we can, and I'm not sure how it exists all over the country, but here, you know, with a simple phone call, they can get their NICS check done, and they come back good. They can just buy their gun right away, same day, walk out of the gun range. And there were a number of women that did that. There were a number of women who were sufficiently empowered and motivated that they felt confident enough to enroll in a concealed carry class to get their concealed pistol license here through the state of Michigan. And, you know what? It was nothing but smiles, and it was the feeling of empowerment that was all throughout the air, man. It was, for me, and for many of the people that work with me to do this event, you know, it's such an emotional and, like, I would even say spiritual high that you get on just by empowering and helping other people take on a more active role in their personal protection. I mean, it was totally awesome.
How many people are returned? How many of these ladies come to you for that initial class and then show up again and get a permit and then show up again and take another defensive pistol class? Does it become, I find that most students are repeat students. Are you finding that with these ladies?
There are definitely repeat students that participate in the program. However, it's not like they come every year. Sometimes they come a year, come the next year, and they might even take a year or two off. Usually when people do come back, they bring other people with them so that one becomes three or four people. And it becomes a family affair and friends affair. And,
I take that back.
There was one woman who at this year's event told me that she has been present at every single one of them who pledged to me that she will always come to this event whenever I do it every year. So I'm going to hold her to it. You know, the program is free of charge. No charge for the lesson, no charge for handgun rental, ammunition, range time, anything. You know, everything's totally free, man. And the more women that want to take me up on it, the more, you know, I'll work hard to accommodate them. We had just under 600 women this year. There were many more that wanted to participate, but, you know, resources being what they are, you know, they weren't unlimited. I had to draw a line somewhere. And hopefully that'll motivate me to be more creative and think more outside the box as to how I can get resources to accommodate more women.
Since Chief Stevens got out there and made his call for people to arm up while everything was going on, has there been a noticeable change in crime?
You know, I haven't kept my pulse as closely on the stats, but, you know, things haven't gotten any worse and things haven't gotten any better. You know, having said that, I mean, it's as bad as it's ever been, you know. There are people who are being victimized every day. Every victimization doesn't make the news, but the ones that do make the news based on how many we have, you know, they got to be really bad to bubble up to the top of the news feed. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a tough place. It's always been a tough place. And, you know, I don't make any excuses for it. It is what it is. But the people who are so sufficiently motivated to take on a more active role in their personal protection, you know, there's people like me who want to reach out to them and to give them some guidance and some insight. And in my case, give you some free training and allow you to make a informed decision as to whether, you know, being lawfully armed is something that they want to pursue.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back with more Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load.
night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes a fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity. I mean, there's so many different ways with the RTI system to hook these things up. If you're putting together a tactical kit, that part of it needs to be G-code. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and can be found often at Starbucks. Rick Ector. Are you still feeding the Starbucks habit?
And not as much as I would like, but you know what? Coffee is my thing in general, and Starbucks does make a pretty good brew.
There you go. You have, you have at least one. You recently you had a judge who decided to go to wax moral while getting ready to hand down a verdict on a defendant. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, was her only transgression, was it because she left a gun where a child could find it, which is a pretty big transgression, but I mean...
Yeah, it's a big transgression. I mean, it wasn't like she left it laying, you know, on the kitchen floor. She did, you know, leave it in her purse, okay? And I'm not sure how different parents handle, you know, the kids in the purse situation. You know, I just know when I was a kid coming up that, hey, if you put your hands on, you know, the purse or you went in the purse, I mean, that was, it wasn't a capital punishment, man, but there would be, you know, there would be consequences and repercussions. But kid went into his parents' purse. And he came across a gun, and for whatever reason, whether he thought it was real or was a toy, he thought he fooled around with it, played with it, or whatever, and he ended up shooting himself and hurting himself pretty seriously. Got medical attention. He did not, was not close to dying or anything of that nature, but, you know, I'm not going to dismiss the incident. The parent was wrong because the parent had that firearm in a place in which it was accessible to their child. And there's an assumption on my behalf that it's also possible that there was no discussion about guns in the household. It's possible right. that there were, and maybe that child ignored them, or, you know, the kid just came across a gun and decided to play with it and hurt himself.
All of that notwithstanding, though, is with what she was convicted of, can she buy another gun? Can she still carry a gun?
Well, she will.
Because he told her that she shouldn't buy the gun is the reason I was asking.
Well, she still would be allowed to buy a gun. The question is whether she'll be able to keep her concealed pistol license, you know, there are some things that are pending here in Michigan with the House here in Michigan recently passed a version of a constitutional carry bill. We're still waiting for middle of August when the Michigan Senate comes back to see if they concur and dare the governor to sign it. But, you know, it looks like her ability to carry a gun out in public, at least in the short term, will be impacted. And that's a consequence that she'll have to suffer for being irresponsible. We're all glad that the kid was not mortally injured or killed. You know, the thing that bothered me was that the judge wanted to wax political and philosophical on the stand with his own personal anti-gun bias and then go off on a rant, if you will, in court about how he doesn't own a gun, even though he spent the bulk of his professional life in working for the government, you know, as a judge and as a government official, that he never needed a gun, and he can't see why no one else needs one, you know, which was, I thought, very, you know, judgmental and unsympathetic. But I really didn't think that his political beliefs at this point really had a place in the situation. The woman was irresponsible. She couldn't keep her gun away from her kids. She suffer the appropriate sanction and, you know, leave the anti-gun speech, you know, for political rallies.
I got pulled over one time, and now I'm a Christian, right? I got pulled over, and this is back when I was smoking cigars, and the police officer wanted to know why I had cigars in the car, and I was like, stress. And he starts going off on this evangelical rant after he's written my ticket. Now I have to sit there and listen to him. And finally, I just said, do I get off of the ticket now that I've listened to all that? And he's like, no.
You know what?
So
the deal should be, if you listen to their moral judgments and pronouncements against whatever it is that you're doing that they socially don't approve of, you should suffer the official sanction of the ticket. That's the way it should work.
I'm down with that. I'm completely in agreement of that one.
Don't give me a lecture and punish me. I think that's overkill.
Yeah, it is. Gross overkill. But, I mean, more to the point, it's sort of flying in the face of he's supposed to be a guy who works off of the scales of justice, which means he deals with only facts, and he gave way to his feelings. I mean, isn't that sort of a dangerous way for a judge to go?
Well, you know, I've never been a judge, never played one on TV. You know, I imagine it's a tough job. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know what the laws are, and the juries convict people or exonerate people of different things every day. But once it's time for a sanction, you know, leave your own personal judgments about a personal call out of it, you know? And I don't know. Do we expect our judges, or do we even want our judges to bring their personal opinions and biases into the courtroom, or do we just want them to apply the law?
I just want them to apply the law.
You know, and then give me a lecture on top of the sanction. I mean, you know, I think that's overkill.
When we get back, we're going to go into a couple of things that Rick has been looking into, and he follows some of that stuff. And I've talked about it here many times, but we're going to talk about it on a new day. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of laws absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Unbelievable quality. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, trainer of everybody that comes, but especially women. Trains lots of women. I can't think of too many people that can make that claim the way he trains them, because, I mean, you train about hundreds, don't you?
Hundreds of them in a day, man.
Yeah. We were talking earlier. Now, you do a lot of talks for people in Detroit for armed self-defense, trying to describe what's going to happen if they pull that trigger. And I'm going to presume that you've done a lot of research on some of these companies that are out there that claim they're going to defend you in court.
Right.
Do you think a person carrying a gun should have a plan like that of some sort?
Yeah. I think if you, on a regular basis, or, you know what, not even if you carry a gun, if you even just own a gun, you should give some consideration as to how you're going to be able to represent yourself should someone choose to attempt to sanction you for alleged behavior that they do not condone. Say something happens with that gun, or that gun is used inappropriately, someone is hurt with that gun, flip it on the other way. If you're carrying that gun, and heaven forbid, in your worst nightmare, waking nightmare, you're forced to use that firearm to defend yourself, how are you going to be represented in the criminal justice system? You know, who's going to represent you? Who's going to speak for you? All those things, you know, that could happen. And there's a lot of different people out there with a lot of different ideas as to what type of coverage or protection plan that you should be a part of. You know, and I would suggest that you do your due diligence and you look at the different plans that are out there and who's offering them and what they're actually going to do for you when they get your money every month. If your worst nightmare happens, what happens next? Who is going to do what? You need to have a clear understanding of that and make your best decision.
Any recommendations from Mr. Ector?
Yeah, my personal recommendation is a company that I come into contact with, Firearms Legal. It just happens to be that a good friend of mine, the gentleman that does the legal section in my firearms safety classes, because I can still carry licenses here in Michigan, you know, he represents this company, this organization. And the thing that I found that is different with their company versus all the other ones out there is that the way this plan works is for one fee a month, right? They all want one fee a month.
Right.
You know, for this one fee a month, you know, if something should happen and I need to be represented, you know, I don't need to do a situation where they give me only a few dollars up front to retain a lawyer, and then we have to wait and see if we prevail in court for that lawyer to get the bulk or the rest of, or the remainder of the money that they are due. There's no extra fees. There's nothing else that needs to be done. And they use local vetted attorneys in your area. The attorneys in our area here in Metro Detroit, I can personally vouch for these guys, both for not necessarily for representing me in a criminal case, but just from me having a bird's eye view of watching them operate and getting the positive results that they get, I'm very happy with the attorneys they have here in Michigan, and I'm quite confident they have good ones elsewhere in the country.
Now, are they a nationwide company? They provide service nationwide?
They provide service in the bulk of the United States. The last time I checked, there may have been a state or two in which they weren't currently set up to operate.
Right.
That may have changed, but, you know, charge that to my ignorance. I haven't kept up on their total reach, but they're available in most states in the country. And if you're within the sound of my voice and you're thinking about what you're going to do at your worst possible moment, how you're going to get representation, if you get sued, what you're going to do and how in the world can you afford this? Look, do your homework, but at least consider Firearms Legal Protection if they're operating in your area.
We'll try to find some links to that and put that up. Firearms Legal Protection.
Firearms Legal. Yes, sir.
I will take a look at that and try to put it up there. Do you know of any students that have had to use any of those services, and what was the outcome with that?
What was that?
Do you have any students that have had to use those services before?
Yeah, there's quite a few that actually have come back to the actual classroom and talked with me and the fellow instructors and students who were actually in that class. As a matter of fact, the latest person to do this was a person I trained to be a firearms instructor within the last 6-7 months. He came back with his own personal testimonial where he was involved in an altercation and his firearm was involved, and he needed an attorney, and he picked up the phone and he called right away, and they were Johnny on the spot. They got to him quickly. They got the situation resolved. He didn't face any official sanction from the state, and he got his gun back. He actually got his gun back. A lot of times when you're involved in allegations and situations involving guns, the police come, they take your gun, and for whatever reason, most people, at least in this area, have a very hard time getting their guns back. One right. thing that they do, if they don't give you your gun back within a specified time period, I believe it's a year, they will give you so much money towards the purchase of another gun. So that's one saving grace that unfortunately addresses, you know, a negative situation we have here, at least in Metro Detroit, where certain law enforcement agencies don't like giving people their guns back.
I'll have to look at that and see what they're all about. We're coming up on the next break. I haven't given you a chance to put out, where can they find Rick Hector, where can they find what you write, where can they find some of the TV shows you've been a guest star on?
Right.
Tell that, well, would you?
I'll put that on right now.
Okay. What is it? Where do they find all your stuff?
Oh, man, look, the easiest way is do the Google, Rick Hector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I have right. my own website, Detroit CCW, Legally Armed in Detroit. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all the major social media sites, either as Rick Hector, Legally Armed in Detroit, Lays. I'm easy to find. Just look for me, I swear. You'll see a ton of stuff.
And the dictionary next to Cool Breeze is his picture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot possibly believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Legally Armed in Detroit is Rick Ector. Now,
yes, sir.
How is business at Rick's Firearms Academy? I mean, how is business right now? Because I've been watching, and I know there's been a run-up on gun buying for years now. I don't know how many trillions of rounds of ammunition are out there. How come training and classes are not going off the, you know, not going off the chain or anything? How come that's not becoming a thing?
Well, we're going through some bit of transition right now, and what thing that has recently happened here in the state is that we are finally making some progress towards what's known as constitutional carry, where you won't even need a license to legally carry a handgun on your person or in a vehicle without a concealed pistol license. So there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. You know, I hate to say it, man, but there's some people out there that actually think that that constitutional carry actually passed when it only passed the House of Representatives. You know, so there's some people out there who are within the sound of my voice. If you're in Michigan and you think that the law has changed, that you can carry a pistol concealed without a permit, I'm here to tell you, you're in error. You might be early, but not yet. Stop it. Wait. Let me tell you, when it happens, I will be probably on the local news media telling you they got passed, but don't do it. Stop.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, yeah.
Not yet. But wait till the ink is dry.
Yeah, it's a period of transition. I've actually looked into it, man, and what typically happens when you go to constitutional carry you know, it's going to be great for those who don't have the means of getting the training, which is one, you know, issue in of itself, and that there's a lot of different other solutions that will present themselves for them to get the training because they lack certain finances. But what they found is that actually more people actually become gun owners, and training by and large really is either unaffected or actually goes up. It's just right now we're kind of in a transitional phase because there's a ton of people out there that don't know that the law has not changed. So it's really interesting right now.
What with people that that you train, how many of them actually? I've often wondered about this, and I want your take on this. I'm going to ask you how many people that you've trained have actually been caught in a crime, because these highly trained people like you, I like to think like myself and everything, we're always so much aware, trying to be so aware of everything, that whatever may happen, we sort of avoid it. Because you don't hear about a self-defense incident where the guy got shot six times in a nice tight group, you know?
You know, most people who go through the trouble of getting a concealed pistol license are not the type of people that go out looking for trouble. And personally, I don't have any people who've did anything that caused them to be prosecuted, because I like to think that I do a very good job with the legal resources I bring to bear in the classes of telling people what the laws are and what they can and what they can't do. Now, right. I've had several over the years who actually were forced to use their gun either to present it, and I've had quite a few that actually had to shoot someone. I haven't had anyone whose shooting of a bad guy attacking them resulted in that bad guy's death, but they have a brand new understanding and that bad guy's no longer available to victimize other people. So, yeah, it's relatively rare, but given the large numbers we're talking about, I do have quite a few that I've trained that were actually forced to use that gun to defend themselves, and they've done it.
Would you put them, now, this is a, you know, I don't know anything about their training, so I don't know how in-depth it is. Would you put them on par with you as far as expertise? Because what I'm saying is somebody that trains, like as often as you do, which training people is training in and of itself, because you see some of the mistakes that everybody makes, and you've learned the common mistakes, and you've learned how to correct the common mistakes, so... that constant practice and everything, I would say that an instructor who is constantly demonstrating and constantly doing all of this and everything is somebody to really be reckoned with. But I don't ever hear about somebody that highly trained getting in a gunfight.
No, as a matter of fact, I personally can't think of any fellow trainers that have been in a gunfight. It's not to say that if a situation presented itself and they needed to do so, that they wouldn't hesitate to defend their life. But no, I don't know of any. I know quite a few, you know, here in the metro area. Actually, I know quite a few over the state. But I'm gonna leave my mind open that it's a possibility that could happen. It's not because people recognize you and stay away from you. I think it's because they have been so conditioned and trained to not even put themselves in situations in which bad things can happen. And even if they find themselves in an odd place that has interesting people around at an interesting time of day, they know to get out of there and to avoid trouble rather than to seek it out. But in that rare chance, that rare opportunity that, you know, they find themselves being attacked, you know, I'm quite confident that with the training they put in, they know what to do to give themselves a good chance of surviving that incident.
I would have to agree with that. I just, I'm waiting to see. Training is the last industry in the gun industry that I have yet to see any real substantial. Everything else exploded. And training's just been sort of a ho-hum sort of affair.
It's not the most glamorous part of the industry, you know?
Well, yeah, in, to a degree it is. I mean, I think sometimes the tactical guys probably get a little more attention than people you, because people like you, that people have a chance to actually use your skill set more often than somebody's going to be going out there going, listen, I'm going to go put on all my battle rattle and go down the street and go do a little self-defense, you know, so.
Right. But, I mean, that area of the market, you know, it's not a huge segment of the market, but it's a popular, lucrative market for people who specialize in that area. You know, the advanced training and, you know, tactics and stuff. You know, and a lot of it, you know, I'm not going to badmouth, you know, any of it. You know, training is always good. I don't think that a lot of training that people engage in is the typical situation in which people are going to find themselves in needing to defend themselves.
I would have to agree with you on that one. Now, we got about a minute left here, actually 50 seconds. So, Rick Ector, first of all, just search his name, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R.
Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW, all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm there. If you want to find me, just type in my name. You'll find me.
Also, he's also part of the elite group that I'm a part of, that we've had a life-changing thing, and we came out on the other side. Very glad to have you in that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you have to be in that group, but I'm still here. I'm glad you're still here with us.
Man, I'm still here, too. You know, had the stroke, you know. Hey, it happened. But I'm all right, you know, and still walking, talking, jumping, and eating. Everyone isn't so fortunate, but counting my blessings, and I'm taking real good care of myself.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.